For evangelicals, the Bible is the ultimate source of guidance. At a candidates' forum in Iowa last night, Florida Senator Marco Rubio made that point to an audience of several hundred Christian conservatives.
You're called to be a Christian in every aspect of your life, and that includes your work, your home, your business, whatever endeavor you get involved in, including politics for that matter.
What to do about the plight of refugees from Syria and Iraq in the wake of the Paris attacks has become a national debate, but it's also a moral question, and we're going to spend some time on how some people are grappling with those moral questions raised by the issue. And we begin with NPR Sarah McCammon. She sends us a report from Des Moines, Iowa, where she heard how evangelicals are divided about what the Bible says they should do.
At the Presidential Family Forum in downtown Des Moines, moderator Frank Luntz posed the question that many evangelicals are grappling with. He could hardly finish his sentence before one candidate jumped in.
Common sense tells us that we should keep these refugees out. Mm-hmm. But our faith tells us to help those in genuine need.
But Frank, we are helping them.
That was Texas Senator Ted Cruz, one of seven GOP presidential hopefuls who attended the event hosted by the conservative Christian group, The Family Leader. He says the U.S. is already spending more than $1 billion to help refugees. Cruz has called for blocking Muslim Syrians from entering the U.S. Several of his rivals want to keep out all Syrian refugees. That's at odds with the position of several major church groups, including the National Association of Evangelicals. Matthew Sorens is with the Evangelical Refugee Resettlement Agency, World Relief. He says refugees go through extensive security screening by the federal government. But that's not the only thing Christians should consider.
Our job isn't just to ask, is this safe? It's also to ask the question that was asked of Jesus, which is, who is my neighbor?
Sorens says the Bible teaches Christians to help their neighbors, even if it means taking a risk. But that argument isn't going over well with some conservatives like Tim Knapp of Ankeny, Iowa.
Why would we want to endanger ourselves while trying to help those people?
So I asked him, what about the fact that many refugees are fleeing terrorism themselves? He responded with a parable from the Bible about a farmer whose enemy sabotages his crops by planting a type of weeds called tares amongst the wheat. The trouble, he says, is that you can't tell right away which is which.
Amongst them is the tares. The tares are in with the wheat. We got to figure out how to get the tares out of the wheat.
Security is a concern for Eric South of Urbandale, Iowa, too. But a bigger worry is how to take care of refugees once they're here, as he explains with another Bible reference.
One of the main focuses of Christianity is to get yourself right and then help somebody else. The parable of how can you remove the splinter from your friend's eye if you've got a beam in your own eye.
South says that means the U.S. should address its own economic problems before doing more for the rest of the world. Savannah Wood from Colfax, Iowa, feels differently.
I think that it is kind of odd for people to say that they're going to lead like according to Christian values and then not let people in.
I don't believe that at all. That's just PC talk, being politically correct.
Don Charleston of Altoona, Iowa, doesn't buy that argument. He thinks those who argue for accepting Syrian refugees are only reading the parts of the Bible they agree with.
A lot of these people are taking the Bible and stripping it out to segments that they like and they want. They don't read the entire scripture for what it's worth.
For an emotional question like how to respond to the fear of terrorism, the answer from the Bible may depend on who you ask. And evangelicals are getting different answers from their church leaders and their political heroes. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Des Moines.